This is Judith Conrad Radio, presenting extraordinary visionary experts in health, wealth, business, and manifesting your dreams come true. And now, here's your host, Judith Conrad, starting your day with the good news.
Well, hello there. How is everyone out there in Radio Land? I hope fabulous, because I feel good about having this radio program. I'm hoping that everyone can hear me. And if I can't, if you can't, why then you can just call BBS Radio. And I hope you're listening on judithconradradio.com. I have got so much information, I just can't get over it. I work on this radio program, and then all of a sudden, I just get ready, and here we go. I have got this information. Let me pull it up. Well, this last week and a half, I think I've gone through some very deep internal changes. So today I said, you know, I'm hearing other people who are doing exactly the same thing. So I wanted to look and see who out there is doing any internal changes, because if you're not, that's really where it's at. So if you want to just tune in to what it is that you are changing in your life, what wants to change. And of course, it can't change out there, can't be proven out there in the world, scientifically or otherwise. It's all about that inner spelunking, I call it. Well, I pull four cards, and as usual, I use the tarot cards. The first card is the moon card, the number 18 of the major arcana. It's a Pisces card. And so as I looked at the card, these are some of the thoughts that came to me. You may want to pick one of these numbers, 1, 2, 3, or 4, based on this deep internal change that you're experiencing. I mean, you may be feeling, I'm leaving my home, I'm going someplace else, I'm going to move, my job isn't working, no clients, or too many clients. I don't know what it is. So here's the work, the information that came through to me today. So it's through this deep work. This is a deep internal work. You open a threshold or a portal to new levels of consciousness. For those who are already at a very deep or high level of consciousness, you're going deeper and you're going further. For those who desire to delve into this deeper listening and deeper questioning of the soul, that's the key right there. Deeper listening and deeper questioning of the soul. And once you hear, once you ask, then know that the answer is right there. Remember, the personality the personality likes to shout, and the soul likes to whisper. If you can remember that, the personality will shout and the soul will whisper. As you are listening, you gain the entrance to the portal to the deeper mysteries. So many teachers claim to have the secret without ever experiencing this transition. Following the teachings of the heart, and even what one would suspect were false steps, will always lead to the awareness you seek, because you're listening to the heart. And the heart sometimes is guiding you in a circuitous route, and we don't realize that that's what is happening. But it's all leading to the same place, to whatever we have come to learn. It may be so different than what we experience as a child. Number 2 card is the Tower card. Number 16. And that is a Mars card. Well, there's lots of fire and brimstone on this card. Brimstone, I don't know where that word applies. This is the fire of inner destruction. It has appeared, so we must pay attention. It's the inner. Again, it's the inner. Like if you look at the death card, that has to do with the death of external things. The Tower represents the inner. Whatever is toxic, rotten, let's say if you have a rotten tooth, it affects everything in your body. If you have outdated securities of the past, they are up to be looked at and to be destroyed or released. Now with fire from that dragon, which is part of this card. Now remember, we are in the year of the dragon. the water dragon. The dragon is heating up outdated, whatever is outdated, rotten, or toxic in with us. If there's a part of your personality that is rotten, that is doesn't seem to be functioning for your highest good, it could be from, from your relatives, from the genes. That's what you came to heal. Well, it's up to be healed right now. With Mars in retrograde, we were talking about that 2 or 3 weeks ago, that it has to do with old family patterns. And if there's something with the family that wants to be healed, then let's look at that. Let's look at reality as it truly is, and let's observe what is happening in our own daily life. If we can look at it with new eyes, that would be really keen. Number three card is the Three of Discs. Now, discs have to do with that's a minor arcana, has to do with our daily life on the physical plane. The card is called Works. Give it the works. Well, here's Mars again. Mars in Capricorn. This time it doesn't have quite so much destruction around it. It represents energy. So if you can take your energy to engage in the task at hand, whatever's up for you, just stay focused with your energy, and let's make sure our deeper inner purpose or foundation, which is Capricorn, make sure that's very, very strong. Our foundation of business, of finances, of whatever that foundation is, and then you put your energy into it and give it the works. And to have some sense of why or an end result that could possibly emerge, even if you're unclear at the present time. And to make sure that your body, your mind, and your spirit are all in alignment. Now, as I'm doing this for the last week and a half, I don't have a clue what is happening. I just know that I'm asking the deep listening and deep questioning, and I'm just listening, writing down. At the present time, I'm still in the delving because I haven't gone to the depths of it yet. Card number four is the Princess of Swords. It's a mastery card. And that is, with great love or heart teachings, the old altars of the past are destroyed. You notice how it's the same message kind of running through the whole thing? So stay in the heart and the listening to the soul whispering. We could call this the soul whispering show today. And sometimes when this happens, moods of depression will represent the ashes or destruction of the old, the repressive ways. We want to reach back and we want to grab them again. No. Say yes to yourself for the new you instead of trying to reach back and recreate them. Well, so many things on Facebook today. I had such fun about this. Pima Chodron has this great one about how we're interrelated, about the tenderness that is underneath everything. That's really who we are. We are kind, we are gentle, and we are loving. I believe we are all born that way. And then we get overlaid with all of the other stuff from parental training. Our parents and relatives don't mean to be this mean, but that's just part of their story. And I believe that some of them never had the opportunity to complete what they came here to do. So what you do unto others, you do for yourself. And what you do to yourself, you do to others. Very strong language there. Okay. We have, let me go back and see if anyone's ready to call in. We're ready to call in if you'd like. Let's see if we've got some. Anyone calling in from Skype? No, not yet. But you're welcome to call in from now on, now that I've got that out. Let's look at some astrology now. Ooh, yes, astrology, astrology, astrology. We have an Aquarius, a new moon. That was the 22nd and the 23rd. Well, here we are on the 25th. We're still in that whole place, so it is not too late to do a new moon check. I used to do this on the radio all the time. And Jan Revelle, dear friend, came to me today and we were talking about that. And I said, oh my goodness, I have to do that. I haven't done it for a few months. So here we go. With Aquarius, of course, new moon in Aquarius, it's new energies to create. And of course, with Aquarius, it's ruled by Uranus. And that was named for the Greek god of chaos. And chaos shatters any old forms to make way for new ones. Breakdowns for breakthroughs. Does that sound familiar with what I've been experiencing? Yeah, breakdowns for breakthroughs. And this new cycle is just right here about new beginnings. So let's write this down if you feel like it. The new moon check. Anytime within 2 to 3 days, it's good to do this. So you're going to make out this check to you. I wrote it out to Judith Conrad. I don't want anything else receiving it. It's written out to Judith Conrad. Or you write down your name, your full name. And the date is now. N-O-W. And where the dollar amount is, you're going to write paid in full. And then you're going to write it out in the long form, paid in full. Got it? Okay, the date is now. Make it out to your name, full name, paid in full, and then you're going to sign it, Law of Abundance. Nice, huh? Law of Abundance. That means I don't have to worry about it. And then where it says for, write love and light. Love and light. Got it? Yeah, it's pretty cool. You make it out, and the date is now. Make it out to you, paid in full, signed, Law of Abundance, for love, and then for the purpose of love and light. On the back, you can write all of your intentions for the now. All of your intentions for the now. I intend that I have, and then you write blank new clients. I intend that I... Not I intend to have, but I intend that I, and then you have it, that you already have it. I intend that I have, and then fill in the amount of money in the bank. And as I told Jan, I said, why don't we write that in your bank ledger? When you write down the check number, you write down, put that whole little process right in there so when you write it, you can see it every day. Because we have this new energy in Aquarius and having Uranus there with that chaos, which is shattering the old patterns, it is very, very good to go inside. And I said, I don't know what to do about going inside. And I said, well, let's go and see what I teach, which is meditation. And so as I do the meditation and just put myself in a very light trance by breathing in and breathing out, I put myself in a place where I am receptive to what wants to happen. All right. We have Valerie on line 3. Let's bring in Valerie. Hello.
Hi, Judith.
How are you doing? You're doing well?
I'm doing very well. I absolutely love your show. I think you have such great insight.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And tell me where you're calling from.
Eugene, Oregon.
Oh, Eugene, Oregon. Okay, I got you. Now I know who you are. Very good.
So yeah.
Do you have a question or do you have a story that you'd like to share with our audience?
Well, you know, I guess more of a story. I want to talk about some of the cards that you're pulling, which I find exceptionally interesting. Now, at this time, have a sense of uneasiness. They're coming into this year not grounded. And why? They're not sure how to take care of themselves and what. Your information so valuable to give
you're
them.
You're kind of breaking up here.
Ground themselves.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, is this better?
That's much, yeah. And you know what, Valerie? I was just listening to Greg Braden before. Have you ever heard of Greg Braden?
I have not.
Well, I just shared a link to him on my website, on my Facebook. Okay. And he said exactly
the same. Wonderful.
He said something big is about to happen, and that's why going in and going deeper is so important. So
yes.
Now, which one of the cards resonated the most with you?
You know, Judith, when I finally dialed in, I missed your first card, but I was sitting there listening to all of them, and I picked up on the second, which was the external destruction, and then another card where letting the old ways go.
Right. That is actually...
I think... Yeah.
Yeah. And actually, that's internal destruction.
Yes, okay. Yeah. All right. Then I think, I truly think and feel that people need to be ready for a change. Change is okay, but to look internal and to be able to let go of the old.
So let's go back to your story, Valerie.
Yes.
Going back to your story of the change that you feel is coming.
Yes.
What change do you feel internally is happening within your life? Or let's just talk about you.
Interesting. I'm a busy person, but the things that are crossing my paths are not forced. So I know that I'm on the right path.
So things are not
sure.
Being forced. That is an indication you are right on target.
Yeah. Unusual things are coming across my path, finding fascinating.
Such as?
Look at the world at a global scale, looking at global peace initiatives. Probably one of the most exciting. It's a very large scale thing to look at. Probably rebirthing some of the things that I set on the back burner a while back that I'm seeing now laid out in front of me going, I recognize that. That's some of my work. Just finding that piece. But there's another piece that's humming underneath everything. And that's this notion that something is changing.
While you were talking, I pulled a card for you. Is that okay? This is your own personal card, Valerie. It's a Nine of Cups, tangible happiness. And that which you put on the back burner is now ready to come to the front burner. There are eight cups, and they are all overflowing with so much energy. So whatever the eight projects, which could all be one with nine components, whatever that is, it's ready to happen, and it's ready to happen. It's a number nine, so within 9 minutes, 9 days, or 9 weeks. Could be 9 months, but I'm not feeling it's going to extend out that far. And for that, emotionally, I would like to have you write down what these ideas are and just make sure that there are nine components or there are nine different projects. And really push yourself to make sure you've got nine.
Yes. Okay, I can do that.
Perfect. And I'd love to hear what they are and have a further conversation with you.
Oh, I would love to share that with you. It was such an interesting piece work a while back, and the piece I backed, I felt it. I was a little ahead of time. It was a communication. Then when I turned on the presidential debate, I was being used. And I knew when I developed this that I understood communication trends that were happening and that and to sit down, walk away, and then turn on the television and to see it there. I was so excited. You know, they finally.
I'm kind of losing you. I think it's my equipment. I'm not sure, Valerie. But I can't quite get you right now. Can you hear me?
Let's try this. Yes, okay. I can.
I think it's my equipment, not yours.
How is this? Does it work better?
A little bit. I think it's my equipment. I just switched over. So, Valerie, is there a message that you'd like to give to our audience?
You know, I want to come back and talk about this feeling of certainty or that changes are coming. I truly think they're coming. We will have an opportunity to view society in a little bit different way, and I truly think that it's important that we look into ourselves and be willing to accept change, become as healthy as we can become, and get lots of exercise, and to ground yourself with your families and to say what's important, such as, families, I love you every day, so that love and light conversations and how you feel.
Very good. Thank you so much, Valerie. And we will continue this conversation off the air at a later time, okay?
Wonderful, Judith. Thank you so much. I love listening to your show.
Thanks, Valerie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. So that leaves the lines open. Oh, we have Kay on line one. Welcome, Kay, to the program.
Hi, Judith. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Just love having you call in. I've had you as a guest before.
You have. Last year. It's been a year already, I think.
Right. I know, and I think it's time to get you back on the radio.
Well, I'd be happy to come sometime.
That would be good. Yes, you've been on, two, three times, I think. Well, tell me, of the four, did you hear about the four cards?
I missed the first one also. What was that again?
The first card is the moon card.
Oh.
Which is the deep inner change that is required at the present time.
Well, that's interesting.
And because it's a Pisces card, it's sometimes what we're seeking internally is not visible. It's like on the dark side of the moon. We really can't see that. And so that is about, you know, even if we don't know what we're looking for, to take the time to meditate and say, okay, I'm ready for this when it's perfect. Because things are happening that are leading me inside, and it's revealing different things that are ready to be consumed or released.
Well, that's interesting because I was listening to the, I have heard the other three, but as you might remember, I'm an Aquarian.
That's right. Happy birthday.
Thank you, almost. It's not quite here yet. And let's see, I'm Pisces moon, so that I'm listening to that too. I don't know that I have anything to contribute here, but...
Always.
I don't have a focus exactly, but just going off some of those cards, I mean, it's there are whatever changes are coming up. I mean, everything is so up in the air. I mean, the stock market, the election, blah blah blah. You know, so we're going to have a lot of emotional reactions to all that stuff. And so Pisces and the moon cards, like that deep inner change and reactions to these things are going to, you know, we need to be conscious of what some of that stuff is that's coming up for us, for sure, I think. One of the things I found real interesting, just to get off the cards for a minute, is what you were talking about with the writing that check. I don't think I'd ever heard you say that before, but I
really
don't get a chance to, listen to your program very often, but that was very cool. So you just take one of your checks out of your checkbook and write those things in that you were saying. That is, and where do you put it, on your altar or something?
Yeah, you put it on an altar. I usually put a crystal behind it or in front of it. For those
very
people
cool.
who just tuned in, let me repeat that again. And I actually told my friend Jan Ravel, please put it in the check register, you know, when you're writing the check numbers.
Oh,
write the whole process out again.
That's
so
cool,
the date
too.
Go ahead.
So anyway, one of the ways that when you were talking about the I intend that I blah dot dot. One of the things I did on the last new moon was to write down all my sort of goals or seeds or whatever you want to call them for 2012. And so I listed all those, and I just, you know, inserted that I intend, that I. And then the rest of the goals are actually in the present tense as if they're already happening. So that'll give them more power, I think. I have to share with you that I have not written one thing in the last year on either of my two books that I'm working on. No, I haven't. I've collected a bunch of data from athletes. What did you say?
I said, let's get a coach here.
Anyway.
Yeah, well, I want to encourage this because you have so much to share.
I do. And it's my intention definitely this year to revise The Mental Athlete and also start writing on at least one hour a day and sort of write on the new book as well. So
very good. Anyway. So that will be three books all told that you'll be writing.
Yeah, that's true. There's a third one I didn't mention.
Yeah, right. And so I
want
you pulled a card
for me, did you?
What was that?
Did you pull a card for me?
I haven't yet, but I'm going to.
Oh, okay.
I just want to do a little reaching here for
Please.
You.
Okay.
That what time are you going to be writing every day?
I haven't decided that. Do you have a suggestion for what would be good for me?
Well, every person has a different metabolism.
Yeah.
And sometimes people, you know, like you have a walking group. And so I would think that during the time that you're walking and ideas will come that after you've, you know, changed and showered, whatever, and that would be a good time to sit and write.
Great.
Oh, my goodness, you're going to love this card.
What is it?
It's the number 13, the death card.
The death card?
Right, it's the death of the slothful, non-writing.
The death of the slothful, did you say?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I don't know that I'm sloth, but
it's the
certainly
death
in writing I am.
That where you haven't been writing.
Not in exercising. I'm not slothful in that at all, but that's interesting.
No, you're not. So this one is a Scorpio card.
Okay.
When you can recreate the passion, the deepest passion as you're going in, because this is all about that internal work, and all of a sudden up jumps this card, which is about external change.
Hmm.
So what I'm seeing here is as you're going in to do the deep inner work with your meditation and that work, that this deathing is something that you can help others with, of releasing old patterns in your own coaching, as you're coaching others, and helping them to find the passion that they have. Because you are a very powerful coach.
Thank you.
So this is the message for you, and I'm just looking to see what else. I mean, you can visualize the death card. This is the Crowley deck. I don't know. I don't have
that particular deck, but yeah.
You have a different one. So on your deck, what shows up?
Well, I don't have any of them in front of me right now.
Okay.
But why don't you describe for the audience what the death card looks like from the Crowley deck?
It's a skeleton. And everything has been taken away, all of the physical attributes. There is nothing left except the skeleton. And the skeleton is wearing a death helmet. It's a funeral helmet. And on top of that is the phoenix. The phoenix says once you pare down everything to this skeleton, in other words, you're right down to the nitty-gritty, then the phoenix comes up and takes over to recreate the new.
Cool.
Yeah, so looking at what stopped you in writing the books, that you can pare down so that the new energy can come.
Well,
I think that's the message that this one wants to say.
Yeah, that's interesting because one of the things that does stop me from writing the books is, you know, my exercise program. And But if I write after that when I get back, which is very doable, it's perfect, really.
Good.
And I hadn't really thought about that, so believe it or not. Can't see the forest for the trees.
That's why you called in.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, and I'll continue listening. I'll turn back the sound on this thing. So.
Very good.
Thank you, and Happy New Year.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, for those people who have been listening to the program and you feel like calling in, I'd like to hear your story and maybe experience a little coaching. I'm going to continue on then with different things that I have prepared. I was mentioning as I began the program that I was listening to Greg Braden's talk, and I actually shared it for my website, my Facebook page, so that people could go there and listen to him. It's about 20, 25 minutes. Do not listen to it now, please, because I'm talking. And again, you're most welcome to call in. So with Greg Braden, what he said, something big is about to happen. Of course, he's a scientist. I've known him for several years. I've interviewed him several times. I think he's a quadruple. He's got five planets in Pisces and in the 12th house, which indicates that he's always about the mysteries. He wants to find out what the ancient civilizations had to say about this. Well, all of the ancient civilizations have gone back time and they're all predicting that it's 2012 when this huge change is happening. And we're starting to feel it. I mean, this, like I said, about a week and a half, I've been in this place of, oh my gosh, what is going on with me? Because I was in a place where I've never, well, I can't say never, I've been here before, but it's bigger. This is more. And I know that there's more to go into. And it's all good. I really am enjoying this. One person says, well, I hope you're not going to share that on the radio. I said, well, why not? My purpose in being on the radio is to be an example of what I experienced, because probably you out there are in the same place. So we're preparing for something, and all the prophecies are there, and they kind of scare people. Well, it's not really necessary that we focus on that, because it's all good. We will be placed in the most perfect spot when anything happens, and it's already been happening. 2008, it started. You'll notice that your sleep patterns have changed. Your magnetic field is decreasing. You're maybe not attracting as you used to, and that's why using that check is very good, because it amps up your energy. And we were talking about with all those cards that Mars was very prevalent. And Mars has to do with energy. It has to do with amping it up and to be more aware. This great shift is helping to speed up time. Yes. When I used to do the check, I used to put... I can't even remember what I put. I think the current date, but I'm writing now. I mean now, because things are happening instantaneous. When we have a thought, if it's a negative thought, guess what? It manifests, so let's have positive thoughts. Our energy, our sleep pattern. Have you noticed your sleep pattern has changed? Dreams are much more intense. Yeah, there's just so much happening that it's hard to get things out of our minds. So to connect to nature is very, very important. Now, I will say that Kay Porter she has a wonderful group. They walk in the morning, and she helps athletes. In fact, she's going to be on the radio program very, very soon, maybe as soon as tomorrow if I could get her. I'd love that. So because she has a routine that helps athletes achieve. And I want to just put out here also that we are our own best coaches. What our spiritual practice is, or our religious practice, or our physical practice of exercise, that is the best coaching that you can do unto yourself. This shift has to do with connecting to nature. Our weather patterns are changing. So if we have rain, extreme rain, as we have had here in Eugene, and the flooding, what part of ourselves, our inner selves, is flooding? Do we have a flooding of the emotions? Now, Greg was talking about that if there's peace that we want to have, to create peace within ourselves, if our feeling that our world is upside down, then that's what we will experience outside. Whatever you desire to experience outside, you create it within. You become your own coach. And by when? By right now. That there's peace within. And can you just breathe that in, that inner peace? And I didn't pull the tarot card, but there's a card in the deck that's called Peace, with two swords crossing through a blue lotus. The blue lotus represents wisdom. You and the world coming together, what that which is within is without. That which is above is also below. So if you are inside, in turmoil, upside down, then what our life, our personal world then becomes that. If we choose to have it, then you just sit and using a mantra, I am at peace. The words I am, the mighty I am presence, which is the presence of the higher power, is there with us. I am at peace. That means right here, right now, I am at peace. And you continually use that. I am at peace. And one of them that I love to do is I am so loved. It was at a time way back when I just had very little self-confidence. Or if I had it, it ended up looking like a chip on my shoulder. When I use this, I am at peace. There's something, somehow I just slip into my body. Have you ever felt like you're running around and you're not present? And so what I love to do this exercise, take your hand. If you're driving, don't do it. and you're placing your thumb facing towards you. It's vertical. You got that? It's a vertical hand, and you're looking at only the side of your hand, the thumb side, not the palm or the back of the hand. It's vertical. Excuse me. Got a frog in my throat. So I want you to pull this down, all the way down to the root chakra, down to the bottom, down to the feet, all the way down. And do that a couple more times. Take your thumb, and it's a vertical hand, you're pulling in your energy into your body. Continuing to do it. It's a vertical hand. It's just pull it in. Pull it in. And that is peace. I am so loved. And when I do that, it comes in a little bit softer than the other one. I am so loved. And you just get that fun feeling. I am so loved. Yeah, God loves me. You get that one? It's just something that it's hard to describe. And it's the word so that I think does it. Anything else that you want to create? I am so in love. Oh, there's another one. I am so in love. That could be with life, with whatever it is. I am so in love with life. And you can take your thumb and do the same thing, your vertical hand, and just pull it in. Sometimes I say, let's take a fist, and you just pull it all the way in. You know, you just right down into the first chakra, all the way to the bottom, right where your sit bone is. You pull it in there. I am so loved in there. And if there's anything to do with money and prosperity, if that isn't with you right now, I am so wealthy. And then you could add, I have X amount of dollars and more. I always like that and more, because the and more is really what where it's all about. We're getting ready for, yeah, I call the dawning of the age of Aquarius, because we're in Aquarius right now. And yes, Kay is an Aquarius, very progressive, very innovative. February 7th, we have a Leo full moon. I intend that all of you out there have your heart's desire of whatever you're putting out right here, right now. Cool, huh? That is my heart's desire for you. So let's see what's happening with this Leo full moon in, and it's here in the time of Aquarius. So the social media is what's bringing in this new age. It's communication. It's helping to raise the awareness. And the, I think, and that's what Stephanie Austin from the Mountain Astrologer has said. And it's helping to show what is our next step. And again, if you will go in, do the inner spelunking, that's my favorite word, and ask the deep questions, and you're doing this deep listening, and you're writing everything that occurs to you. Everyone that shows up is a lesson. It is a it's a signal of something that wants to change. So if someone shows up in your reality, yeah, well, I shared with my friend today about an experience that I'd had. And I hang out with people and we talk the same vocabulary. Well, I forgot some of my relatives. They don't have the same belief system that I do. So I made some comment about someone on the other side communicating with me. And one of them, the relatives just went off on me and says, "Oh, I get so tired of you people talking like that. Don't you know that there is, once you've crossed over, you're in heaven and that's it." Yeah, well, good luck, lady. Not in my world. So I made sure that from now on, I will not bring the subject up to them. Or maybe I will, because this is my world and I can say what I want. So you see, when you get used to speaking like we do on this radio program, and thank goodness for this radio program, we don't have to worry. We speak because this is our mission on this station, because we know that we're preaching to the choir. We're talking to people who already believe this, and we're hoping to open it up just a little bit more for those who are listening. So anyway, it was that set her off on getting the Bible out then, and at that point we were ready to end the conversation, of course. You know. Okay, that's good. So let's go back to our dawning of the age of Aquarius, which indicates that with Aquarius, it's all about new. It's, you know, if you were a pioneer in a past lifetime and you have the inclination, this is what you were born to do in this lifetime, you came to create a shift, you're the shift, and you're here to make a difference, you're here to participate in this grand experiment, I love it, and that we are the agents of change, and that if we are changing within, then we get our marching orders. I like the marching orders, to be an emissary of this new age. We're all part of this piece, this cosmic puzzle. And the only job description that we can fill for ourselves is to be who we are. If we have a book in us and we're not writing it, then someone is that's waiting for that information. The only way they're going to get it is with a book. Then I say, let's go. If we are doing conferences, and the conferences are the way that you're bringing together advanced folks to present, then let's get on with it. Let's get her done. I like that. Let's get her done of getting those conferences going, because that's what your job is. As far as I know, until other marching orders are given, my marching orders are to do this radio program, to spend time researching and bringing information together. And don't I love that? Ooh, yeah. I get to be a conscious creator. Yeah. And to help. And one of the things for this Leo full moon, because we're looking for that freedom, is to imagine that we are on a houseboat. You know, at Shasta Lake, they have tons of houseboats. And this isn't the enjoyment of, this is a Sabian symbol for the moon at 19 degrees Leo, is the enjoyment of temporary freedom from rigidly structured social behavior. A houseboat party. Wouldn't that be great? You want to go on a houseboat party in the springtime? Wouldn't that be great? We'll go to Mount Shasta first, of course, do some meditation. Then we'll go on down, rent a houseboat. Yeah. And remember, we are in the time of Aquarius. It has to do with the water bearer. And that water and emotions are what is here for us. Are you on a long distance? Here's my favorite. One of my favorite. This is something else that was showing up here. Do you have God on speed dial? Is God on speed dial? I would put God on speed dial because I think it's pretty important that you're communicating with God at all times. Yeah. Because, you know, the higher power, God, whoever you want to refer to as your higher power, is so much more important now than it has ever been. To help, because God can help monitor our thinking, and sometimes you can get a tap on the shoulder. Hello, that wasn't what you really meant to think, was it? Because that's not going to work for you. And to make it a game, I just love having this humor, because God has a great sense of humor. Yeah, because I say so. I say that God has a sense of humor, so God has a sense of humor. All right, so tomorrow we'll have another radio program. Like I said, I don't have a guest yet. If not, I may just do, again, the same monologue and have people call in. Otherwise, if you decide you'd like to be a guest on my radio program, give me a shout, and maybe you've got a story that those folks out there listening, either on the live broadcast now or in the archives. The archives will be up soon, and you can listen to those either here on BBS Radio, or you can go to judithconradradio.com, and you can listen to them there. All kinds of fun things to do, isn't there? So we're just about, we have actually 5 more minutes. We could have a call if anyone would like to jump on and call in. In the meantime, I think I'll just go ahead and recap some of the things. And by the way, did you know that we're in the year of the water dragon? Oh, yeah. The water dragon is very, very powerful. I don't know how many water dragons we have out there. If you are indeed a water dragon, then it is, you are definitely a critical piece of the puzzle, just like this year is an important year from the time of the, when what was it, Sunday, we came into the year of the water dragon. We have a full year of this. We're entering a new spiritual era. If you are a spiritual teacher, your time has come. If you'd like some coaching on which is your arena, I love to do that, help you build a business around your spirituality and whatever it is to make you prosperous. That's one of the things I love to do. All right, so the dragon, it's about being innovative. Does this sound familiar, everything I've been talking about here? To be innovative in your business, in your ideas, any new technological trends, that's if that's your field, I want you to go for that. Can you be spiritual in how you do that? That would be very important. And it's not about money. However, we do have to pay the bills. The most important thing is being innovative, and that will, and doing what you love to do, of course, and that will bring in the money. The energy of the dragon is with you. Be careful that you don't overspend. However, that's not too cool. You don't want to do that. And if you're in looking for a relationship, this is a year for many lovers to come together. If you are unfaithful, however, this is probably a year that you will be found out. No cheating. Be sure to tell the truth. If this is a time for separating, then do it cleanly. It's also the year, if you're looking for a relationship, you will find it. With your family, you will probably have more of a social year. Be sure to include the entire family, if you can, with this. And this is, of course, the time of spirit. Get in touch with your inner power, your higher power, your God, your goddess, all that is, and you will be very, very happy. Well, I see that I'm close to being out of time, so I'm just going to finish a little early. Be sure you tune in tomorrow between 4 and 5, and we'll see whether I do solo again or whether I have a guest. I'm going to look at my email immediately to see if someone wants to jump in. Okay, I want to remind each and every one of you out there that who you are makes a difference.